WhisperWatch.com.
I'm coming to you today after giving more thought to this issue of the Charleston shooting and racism in this country. I think it's so much more than just getting certain types of white people to hate black people and to blame black people for all of their trouble. Now, I've said this before, I'll say it again. The Charleston killer was stupid, racist, hateful, poor. He has no power, and he decided to make black people pay for all of that. As if, you know, black people's ancestors haven't put enough work into this country. As if, you know, it's black people's fault that he felt inferior and that he felt like he had no power. And if you just take it out of the realm of a hate crime, you need to figure out what is the larger picture. His problem to me is with his fellow white people, particularly rich people. They have all the money and all the power, and they control almost everything in this country. But he apparently is not part of that economic class, right? So he needs a scapegoat. He needs somebody to blame. He needs a reason to be angry. He needs a reason why he's poor, he's stupid, he's ridiculous, why he has no girlfriend, why he has this, that, and the other, why his life is crappy, basically. He needs a reason for that. Instead of looking in the mirror, or instead of blaming it on somebody who actually has the power to do something in this country. He's not a part of that social group, that socioeconomic class of people. And quite honestly, I think some of the rich in this country are very happy to just sit back and let poor, crazy, Looney Tunes, racist people blame all of their trouble on black and brown folk instead of blaming their trouble on disastrous policies. Those rich people are content, in my opinion. Not all rich people, you know. I ain't talking about if this doesn't apply to you, then I ain't talking to you. So cool your heels. But I think some rich people are very, very content to let racists think that black and brown folks are taking over this country, which is hilarious coming from white people, because child, don't act like your white ancestors not owned America since the beginning of time. I mean, please. And don't act like black folk don't have any right whatsoever to have any type of ownership in the country that their ancestors literally built with their own hands. Literally. I'm wondering, did anybody ever have a debate with him to say, you know what, maybe there's a larger problem here. Maybe the people with power are who we should be angry at. How many black people really in this country have a whole lot of power over you? You can probably name what one name starts with Barack and ends with Obama. But then the Republicans in the Congress are showing him real quick that he really has not a whole lot of power either. They were gonna show him the day he was inaugurated, or the day we voted for him. They were gonna show him and us that black folk will never have power the way that white people have traditionally held power in this country. They were content to show him that, and they've shown him that. All the more reason you should look for the man behind the curtain instead of trying to blame this on black people who have traditionally had even less power than you, young white male. You want to rail against something that will actually affect your life? Look at the rich. Look at the man behind the curtain who's trying to convince you that all of your problems are black people's fault. Who has successfully convinced you that black people are the reason that you're poor, uneducated, stupid, racist, everything. I mean, let's be 100% real here. If you want to talk about white privilege doesn't exist without money and power, honey. Take away the money, you take away the power. Take away the money, you take away the ability of the rich and the powerful to create those white supremacist-based systems to begin with. Now, those systems are, you know, what conscious brothers and sisters rail against and hope to destroy one day, obviously. If you ain't against the system, then you ain't conscious. Okay, then. Those systems are ways to control human beings like puppets. So if you take away the money, you take away the ability of the rich and powerful who have ill intent to benefit from the creation of those socioeconomic systems to begin with. See, you know what I mean? I know everybody's talking about, or a certain people want you to pay attention to investing in your own neighborhoods, investing in your own stores, and doing your own things. That is wonderful. That is 100% wonderful. Hello, I DIY all day. But there is also another leg to this stool that you have to pay attention to, which is the unity between groups of people that they have sought for so long to keep separate, namely Black people and anybody else. But certainly Black people and other minorities and poor white people, they don't ever want us to hook up in any type of way. And by they, I do mean rich people who are invested in keeping the system exactly the way it is. Now, I can definitely see how some people think that all of the rich have an ill intent to benefit from the creation of such systems, because their money is actually dependent on these systems existing in the first place. I get that. I get it. But are you seriously telling me that wealthy people like Oprah, who literally started her own freaking network? I mean, the network is called OWN. Hello. Are you seriously telling me that people like Oprah and Jay-Z, who started his own empire, have an ill intent to benefit from a system of white supremacy? That's why I say I can't just say this applies to all rich people. Now, you noticed I used the phrase ill intent. I said that for a reason. These particular rich Black folk may not actively intend to promote a system created to shore up white supremacy. You know what I mean? Regardless of what their actions are. But I'm just not ready to make the leap to say that all rich people do this and all rich people do that. I just ain't. The Black nationalists, y'all can get angry if y'all want to, but that's my opinion. My opinion is mine and yours is yours. So let's not engage in further dividing ourselves because we disagree on this one issue. My larger point is you need to pay attention to the man behind the curtain. Take away the money, you take away the ability of these people to create the white supremacist-based systems to begin with. Take away the money, you take away the power. Now, when you take away the power, you take away the stranglehold they have over fomenting division between people to begin with. Without that power, they're not in a position to be separating people off into groups, to say you are only worthy of this much. You are different from me, and I don't want you to have the same things that I have, so I'm going to put you into this group. You take away that money, you take away that power. You take away that power, you take away their ability to use gigantic white supremacist based systems to keep you separate. You know what I mean? I'm trying to get people to focus on the forest and not the individual trees. Yes, get your stuff together. Yes, patronize Black owned businesses. Yes, start your own business. Yes, learn how to create your own hair care products. Learn how to do your own hair. Yes, do all of that. But you also better understand that there is power in unity. And there are certain things you can get to by being more united than divided. Than being more united than dividing yourself off into, well, I don't with this person because they white and they part of a white supremacist system. So them. Because that's the only way the systems are going to be torn down. And that's the goal, right? The goal is to tear down the system. Because without that system being torn down, the system you are trying to create with your own people will not prosper as much as it could. And the thunder is no joke going on outside right now. You may or may not be able to hear it. But my point for this entire rant is to get people to pay attention to the larger issue. Pay attention to the man behind the curtain. I will say it 1,000 times. Even the thunder agrees with me. You hear that? This earth is agreeing with me. But yeah, I know that unity can only happen when one group stops killing unarmed people from the other group. I understand that. I get all that. Don't think that you have to educate me about that. But there is a much larger, much more powerful, much more poisonous thing that you need to be paying attention to. You have to get rid of that poison first. Otherwise, whatever it is you're trying to grow will not grow. It'll be like trying to grow a vegetable garden in soil that is contaminated with sewage. Yeah, you trying to get your black thing going on. You trying to get your black business going on. Okay, y'all trying to sync up and be together and be unified. Woo, woo. Okay, I get that. But until you get rid of the poison and make the soil fertile, whatever you grow will ultimately be poisonous to you or won't grow at all. And to get rid of that system, you have to attack the money and the power. You know, that's all I'm saying. That's all. Don't get upset now. You are more than welcome to disagree. I will never tell people that they have to agree with my opinion. I'm just not that type of chick. But I'm gonna say what I'm gonna say, and that's the way I'm gonna say it, and that's the way I'm gonna feel about it, and that's just gonna be the way it is. So if you don't agree, I ain't nothing I can do about it. That's just the way it is. But that doesn't mean we have to hate each other's guts. You know what I mean? That doesn't mean we have to see each other as threats. That's more of that colonialism. That's more of that brainwashing. So really, I just want to say, when I'm doing these podcasts, I'm not doing this to be hateful or mean-spirited or to come after any person in particular. If you don't agree with my opinion, okay then. I don't hate you. But yeah, I think there are certain people in this country who are rich and who have all the power, who have absolutely no qualms whatsoever in having all racists and all, you know, poor white people who are looking for a scapegoat. They have no problem in letting that scapegoat be black and brown people. And, you know, to me, that's a larger issue. It's also difficult to solve because they have a vested interest in us never, ever uniting and communicating with each other. That includes black people with black people and black people with poor white people. They absolutely have no interest at all in us all coming together and looking at this in an intellectual, intelligent manner and then going from there and showing our power. How much better would it have been if this fool had walked into that church and sat in that Bible study and would have followed the instinct that he claimed he had when he was sitting there listening to them? Somebody said, there was a report that said, this killer almost said he didn't go through with it because everybody was being so nice to him. Think about how different this day would be right now if that fool would have reached out to them and said, I need help. I'm scared. I feel like I'm by myself. I feel like I can't do anything. I feel like I can't change the world. I feel like I can't do anything. I don't have any power. I have no prospects. I have no job. I dropped out of school. Can you help? Now that right there in itself is problematic to begin with, because there are some people who always want to rely on black folks to help everybody else in the world, but that's neither here nor there right now. But just imagine how different this day would have been. We would have been able to discuss that second point without having to discuss the massacre of 9 people in a church. We would have been able to discuss white privilege and how this white boy thought he could have just waltzed into a church and got helped by a bunch of black people. Because, you know, we help everybody. I'm just going to say it. I'll say it. I'll put that stereotype out there because it's kind of true. We help everybody but ourselves sometimes. And yes, I said that out loud, and I don't want to hear no BS about it. That's my opinion. You don't have to agree. But yes, we help everybody. Some of y'all were willing to go to bat for Rachel Dozier, even though she has no genes in her body that tells us she's black. Anyway, that's neither here nor there either. But like I said, what happens if at some point we all decide to unite in some way? And to talk about the bigger issue of who controls this country and how the rich have convinced a lot of y'all that you and the government are two separate things. That you and any form of any type of social structure are two separate things. Like, you shouldn't have any type of control, any type of power over it. You should always view it as suspect, and you should always view it as something that has its hands around your neck. Instead of making you understand that you can control all of it as long as you're united. You can't stop a whole lot of people or racist people from being racist as f**k. You're not gonna stop all of that. That's not my point. My point is, what would have happened if he would have reached out instead of pulling out that gun? Because power comes with unity and organization. and purpose. But people around this young murderer, who knew of his plans and said nothing, were sort of content to just let that lie. They were just content to let it be what it is, content to let him feel how he felt and not say anything about it. But they were content to let it lie. This is the result. The stupidity of it all is hurtful. And you just wonder how different this would have been if he would have been true to that emotion he felt when he was in that Bible study with those people and thinking, I can't go through with this. These people are being too nice to me. But he could go through with it, and he went through with it. Why is that? Because some people are just garbage. There it is. I ain't no other way I can say it. If that hurts your feelings, then oh well. I don't believe all people are good at heart. I do believe people are taught to hate. And when they want to do stuff like that, they turn into garbage, in my opinion. Now write that in a child's book. Make that a children's book. Some people are just garbage because they seek to destroy other people based on nothing, based on fear, based on perceptions, based on stereotypes. You can write the book, Some People Are Just Garbage, and have Samuel L. Jackson do the audio version. But I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the people who can be reached, the people who have no idea of the seriousness that's going on in this country, the people who have no idea that the rich and the powerful have a stranglehold. They have their hands around the necks of many millions of Americans. Many millions. And it only takes one little suggestion to sort of tip them over into the garbage pile where they want to kill and murder and hate people who have no power to do anything. No power to help them in any way. No power to lord over them in any way. No power to keep them poor. No power to keep them uneducated. No power to keep them feeling powerless. No power to keep them feeling inferior. So if you feeling that way right about now, let me tell you something. Maybe you need to start looking at the man behind the curtain, because while he's doing his he's got you fighting somebody who could be your ally if you weren't so crazy. Let me tell you something. What I am talking about are people who are part of this system, this social system, this economic system, who refuse to change it because they're benefiting from it. And they have absolutely no interest whatsoever in black people and poor white people uniting and rising up and looking past that skin tone, that skin color, those eyes, that hair, those lips, looking past all of that and coming together to take this country back from the people who really have it and who have always had it. They've always had it. A lot of people walking around still don't know that when America declared their independence, there were still black people who were slaves in this country. There are people, grown people walking around who still don't know that all men are created equal, was some highfalutin mess referring to rich white landowners. If you were poor and you had no land, they won't talk about you either. They won't study you either. You're a drain on society, because obviously if you were worth anything, then you would have already been rich. So that's why I say they have no interest at all in having poor white people see black people as human, see black people as a part of this country. They don't want us to hook up together because we can take over this joker, and they don't want that. They want to continue to have as much power as they've already had, and they want to continue to amass more and more and more until this becomes a system where democracy is in name only, 100% in name only. They would be content not to even have everybody have a right to vote, as you can see from the Republican policies being pushed all around this country. They don't want you to exercise your power in any way, because according to their logic, if you were worthy, then you would be rich. So because you're poor and because you can't take care of yourself or your family, then that is your fault. That is an illustration of you not being somebody that they should be concerned about in any way. If you didn't exist, they wouldn't shed a tear. So I just need people to see that there is a larger issue. There's a larger matter. There is a larger thing we need to be paying attention to. while we're focused on doing the right thing finally by snatching that damn Confederate flag down. Yeah, that's cool. I don't have a problem with that. I ain't got no problem with that at all. But focus on the larger issue as well and put as much effort into that as you are into this. Anyway, I think I've ranted enough right now. I'll talk to you guys soon. Mm-hmm.